الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. قل يا عبادي الذين أسرفوا على أنفسهم لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله، إن الله يغفر الذنوب جميعا، إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. صدق الله العظيم. My most respected brothers and elders, and of course our mothers and sisters listening at home over the receivers. In reality, tonight is not the night for a talk or a bayan. Tonight is a night of tawbah, istighfar, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, begging from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah, we have seen, or we see in front of us such a large crowd. Through the fadl and karam of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah has given us the tawfiq of coming to His house to make His ibadat. This night of Sha'ban, the 15th of Sha'ban, which has commenced already after Maghrib Salat, and I'm sure many of you will agree, it feels as though Ramadan Mubarak has started already. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy, Allah's forgiveness, commences from the time Maghrib sets in. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us an opportunity. We were sinning, doing all the wrongs, and suddenly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not punish us. Suddenly He announces to us, is there any person seeking pardon, forgiveness? I'm ready to forgive you. Let us understand this. Contemplate, ponder. A person hasn't given his taxes for years, is underpaid, and suddenly there's an amnesty period. Then we find suddenly everybody seizing that opportunity. Why? Because there is some pardon now. Otherwise, if you are caught, then you will face the consequences. Person has got many speeding fines, and he hasn't paid those fines. And suddenly we say, there's the amnesty for all those people who haven't paid the fines. Okay, there's so many percent, 50% discount, whatever it is. So everybody sees this opportunity. Brothers and elders, in the case of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's not 10%, 20%, 50%. Allah says, oh my banda, when you turn to me, I forgive you completely. I forgive you completely. We haven't understood Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We haven't understood Allah's forgiveness, Allah's mercy. The ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam explain that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, every night, in the last third of the night, Allah announces, is there any person seeking forgiveness? I am prepared to forgive him. Is there any person asking for any favor? Any person asking for any dua that he wishes, any desire? I am prepared to answer his dua. But on the 15th night of Sha'ban, it's not in the third part of the night, the last third of the night, that Allah makes his announcement. But right from the time of Maghrib, Allah already makes this announcement. So every second is valuable. But because of the large crowds that come, of course, it becomes our duty to impart a few guidelines for ourselves and for all the people who are here, especially our youth, our youngsters. It is so pleasing to see so many youngsters. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that it was the 15th night of Sha'ban. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came home sometime after Isha, and he came in, he removed his kurta, his jubba, whatever he was wearing. He came to retire. We came to sleep. And after some time, Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha says that Rasulullah woke up very silently, very discreetly. He put on his kurta, put on his shoes, he opened the door very quietly, and he left the home. He says, immediately, the thoughts that ran through my mind was that my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has abandoned me tonight. This is my night to be with my Nabi, with my husband. And now he's gone to some of the other wives' home. And every wife of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they wanted to possess Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam totally for themselves. After all, he was the Nabi of Allah, the greatest of the Anbiya alayhi wa sallam. I don't know, but those women whose husbands have two wives, then of course they understand this. That tonight, husband is by number two or number one, whatever it is. And they go through some type of pain. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala, I couldn't take it. She said, my night. But these are thoughts that are going through her mind. And my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he's gone to one of the other wives' home. So she also sneaks out of the home. And she tries to see the other chambers and other quarters, the other homes of the other wives, all living nearby, to see if she could see Rasulullah sallam, which home he entered, which wife he has gone to. So these are the thoughts that ran through her mind. It's not fair. It's my turn. He should have been with me. And he's gone to some other wife's house. But she couldn't see Rasulullah sallam entering any other home. There were no signs of that. She says, I saw in a distance some person standing by Baqi'ul Gharqad, Jannatul Baqi. So I went very quietly behind. And she says, I saw Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam yastaghfiru lil mu'minina wal mu'minat wa shuhada. She says, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was crying and making dua for all the believers, men and women, and for the shuhada and the people of Baqi. In one riwayat, it is mentioned, she says, Bi abi anta wa ummi. Oh my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she said to herself, may my parents be sacrificed for you. May my parents be sacrificed for you. Anta fi hajati rabbik. وَأَنَا فِي حَاجَةِ الدُّنْيَا. You are crying to your Allah. You are making dua for the ummah. And what is my thoughts? Dunya. That my Nabi has betrayed me. He's gone somewhere else tonight. She says, when I saw Nabi Sallam making dua, I quickly came back home. My respected brothers and elders, as I mentioned, I do not wish to give a lengthy bayan or anything. It's a night of dua, crying, tawbah, istighfar. But just for a second, ponder. Look at the mercy of our Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. How he cried for you and I. How he cried for you and I. He leaves his home and he's gone to Jannatul Baqi, not only making dua for the people of Baqi, yastaghfiru lil mu'minina wal mu'minat. So she says, I ran back home. I was still breathing heavily. And just after that, Rasulullah enters. And he comes to me and he could sense that I am breathing very heavily. Oh Aisha, what is it? Different riwayats have mentioned very similar incident. Rasulullah says, what is it? Then she owned up. She says, Ya Rasulullah, I thought that you had gone to one of the other wives. He said, Oh Aisha, Atani Jibreel alayhi salatu salam. Jibreel alayhi salatu salam had come to me and he informed me that tonight is the night 15th of Sha'ban. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives. Lillahi utaqa'u minan nar. Allah emancipates so many souls from the fire of Jahannam. Allah ta'ala forgives so many people on this night of Sha'ban, equivalent to the hair, to the strands that appear on the goats of the Banu Kalb tribe, which are very huge tribe, and they had a very huge and massive flock of sheep and goats. Just take one goat, how much of hair one goat has. The whole tribe, thousands and thousands of goats, and each goat, how many strands of hair, we can't even imagine, can't even count. Rasulullah says, Allah forgives so many people from this ummah on this night. And then he mentioned, except that person who associates partners with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a mushrik. And mushahin, one who harbors malice, enmity for his Muslim brother. In another riwayat, La yandhurullah, Allah does not look with a merciful glance at a mushrik, idolater. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not look with a merciful glance at a person who is harboring malice, enmity, a person who has cut off his relationship with his family, a person who is a murderer, a person who commits zina, a person who is a perpetual drinker, a person who lowers his garment below his ankles, a person who disobeys his parents. My respected brothers and elders, may Allah Ta'ala forgive us. May Allah Ta'ala forgive us. There are so many narrations in which Rasulullah explains, illa mushahin, a mushahin, ahlul hiqt. Those who have harbor malice in their heart, hatred, enmity, they are not pardoned on this night. And I mentioned already, whereas Allah forgives so many people on this night. We heard Jummah in most of the masajid, even this masjid, how we should be turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now if you want that full amnesty from Allah, the full protection from Allah, the full reward from Allah, the full pardon and full forgiveness from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we have to ensure we are not one of these people who are not pardoned, who are not forgiven. Really respected brothers and elders, let's not bother with the rest of the world. Let us just think about ourselves, our society. Really it is becoming sickening. The amount of disunity we have. The amount of malice and hatred, even scholars, even those who are termed as ulama. People of the same family, same blood, neighbors, same masjid, working together. Husband and wife, father and children. We have so much of disunity. It's mudslinging. It's scoring points. Who are we trying to prove? What are we trying to prove? Have we forgotten we are the ummatis of Rasulullah? How long are we going to continue in this way, fighting, quarreling, degrading people, denigrating people, thinking low of people? There were two people in the time of Bani Israel. One was very pious, a lot of ibadat. The other was a grave sinner. So the pious person, the one who was indulging a lot of ibadat, used to keep on advising his brother, listen, why don't you stop sinning? Aqsir. Stop now, enough. You're doing wrong. So this person turned around and he said, are you a raqib over me? A watchdog? Are you a guard over me? Why do you keep on picking on my faults and keep on telling me to stop sinning? Leave me alone. Da'ni. So that person retaliated and he said, Wallah, Allah's qasam, Allah will never forgive you. Both passed away. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then summoned both of them And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells this person who took a qasam in Allah that Allah will never forgive the sinner. Allah says, is that in your control, my forgiveness? Is my forgiveness in your control? Listen, for you is Jahannam. And Allah tells the other person, I have pardoned you, for you is Jannat. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala used to say that this man takallama bi kalimatin awbaqa dunyahu wa akhiratahu. That he had uttered such a statement by saying, Allah will never forgive you. He ruined his dunya and akhirat. Therefore, never become judgmental. We do not know who is who in the eyes of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who Allah will forgive. Of course, we don't condone people violating the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have to advise, but advise in a kind way, in a loving way. And I hope to instill not fear tonight, but hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How many a young person, wallahi al-azim, right, I know the challenges our youth are faced with. I know the problems they are going through. And how many of them, they write, will Allah forgive me? I have done this, 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 that. Is there still hope for me? I have committed zina. I have lived a terrible life. I have never had one salat in my life. Will Allah still forgive me? Yes, Allah will still forgive you. All we need to do is change our direction to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is it. And that is why this 15th night of Shaaban, it serves as like a prelude before Ramadan. So tonight we should go home and cry, go on to the musalla. Brothers, what will we lose? Alhamdulillah, we sleep the whole day. Or even if you're working the whole day, tomorrow is Saturday, people be working, fasting, mashallah. But you still have time to rest. A little bit of ibadat for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When we read the stories of Sahaba, Tabi'een, the pious predecessors, we can't understand the type of ibadat they indulge in, really. They would make lengthy sajdas, they would make lengthy rukus, lengthy salat. Zikr, we can't even make such zikr. We read one tasbih of zikr, Mawlana, is too much for me, can't manage. 1-2 pages of Quran Sharif, we can't read a day. Durood Sharif, now and then we might send. But the people of the past, their days and their nights were spent in the ibadat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah ta'ala knows our weakness. Allah is giving us that hope. Let us seize this opportunity. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala then said, that Rasulullah explained to her the importance of this night by saying how Allah Ta'ala forgives so many people. And then Rasulullah sought her permission to engage in salah. Sayyidina Aisha radiallahu ta'ala explained that salat of Rasulullah. And the sajda of Rasulullah was so long, so long, so long, that she actually felt that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has passed away. A small little room, tiny little room, and Rasulullah is in sajda, but she feels that now he has left this world. So she goes close to him, and she hears Rasulullah saying, "A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik, wa a'udhu bi ridaka min sakhatik, wa a'udhu bika mink la jalla wajhuk la uhsi thana'an alayk anta kama athnayta ala nafsik. Wallah, I seek refuge in you. I seek your protection from your punishment. A'udhu bi'afwika. Oh Allah, I seek protection, your refuge in your forgiveness from your anger, from your wrath. Oh Allah, you forgive me. Don't punish me." Rasulullah is making this dua. Ma'asum, sinless. He's crying in sajda. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. وَعُوذُ بِرِضَاكَ مِنْ سَخَتِكَ وَاللَّهِ, be pleased with me. Don't be naraz with me. I seek your protection, your refuge in your happiness, your pleasure from your displeasure. وَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ, وَاللَّهِ, I'm running away from you towards you. Simple translation. وَاللَّهِ أَعُوذُ بِكَ مِنْكَ, I'm seeking your protection from you, meaning from your anger. Allah, your countenance is so great, so lofty, so sublime. I cannot really praise you. You are exactly how you have praised yourself. When Allah says, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, few months ago I mentioned the tafsir of Alhamd. And ulama have written volumes on this. We're not going to go into that topic of praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But if we only understand, O Allah. Brothers, if I ask you, who is our creator? What is the answer? I can't hear anything. Why are we so shy to take the name of Allah? Who is our creator? Allah is our creator. Who has given us this pair of eyes? Allah. Who has given us this nose? Allah. Who has given us this zuban? Who has given us this body? Who has given us this ruh? Who has provided for us? Who has nourished us? Who cares for us? Who loves for us? Allah. Allah loves us. Allah loves every one of us. Believe that. Believe in that. Allah loves us. Allah is al-wadood. Allah has given us the chance, the opportunity to make tawbah, to make istighfar. If we have fallen into the other categories, make tawbah, istighfar, make amends quickly. Pick up that phone. Be sincere. Be sincere. That is our problem today. Lack of sincerity. There is no ikhlas. In everything there is show. In everything there is titles with our names. We want our titles and names to be displayed in every possible way. We look down upon every person. Brothers, these are serious issues. Very serious issues. We are not taking time to contemplate and ponder. What are we doing? We are playing with the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is only a show, ostentation. No sincerity, no humility in our lives. We just pick on other people's faults. We just want to gossip, ghibat. What do we say? What's new in town? Navujunu. It's on our tongues. And the biggest musibat, which most of us, in fact all of us are involved in, is the cell phone. The amount of our precious time, valuable time, which is wasted in such useless, futile messages. Some of it is haram. Nonsensical, futile. Makes no sense whatsoever. Our little children have become hooked onto that cell phone, and I swear by Allah, they are viewing pornographic material, the most filthiest things that we can ever imagine. But all of us are fast asleep. Fast asleep. Brothers, we have to unite our hearts. We have to forgive. I say make, maaf, not just, as Maulana had mentioned this afternoon, Jummah time, spaza. It mustn't be a spaza maaf. It must be genuine. So we say make maaf, and your dil must be saf. Your heart must be clean. Not just by make maaf and finish. No, you must be genuine. Maaf and saf. Then you can laugh. Then you can smile. Imagine Allah wants to give us His mercy, but we're not prepared to take that mercy. Why? Because we have closed the doors of our heart to ourselves. There are so many ahadith on tawbah, istighfar, turning to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How happy Allah ta'ala becomes, how happy Allah becomes, how happy Allah becomes when His bandha turns to Him. Rasulullah made the dua, A'udhu bi'afwika. Just read it once, inshallah, because some of us might not be able to memorize it. So we read it once, inshallah. A'udhu bi'afwika min iqabik. Wa'udhu biridaka min sakhatik. Wa'udhu bika minka jalla wajhuk. La uhsi ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. In some other riwayats, I came across another dua Rasul made in his sajda, whilst he was reading the two rakat salat. where he said, Sajada khayali wa sawadi wa amana bika fuadi. Wallah, my thoughts have prostrated before you. Wallah, my body has made sajda to you. My heart has got iman in you. وَهَذِهِ يَدِي الَّتِي جَنَيْتُ بِهَا عَلَىٰ نَفْسِي. These are my hands, O my Allah, with which I have perpetrated sins, I've committed sins, I've wronged myself. يَا عَظِيم, O great, O most great, يُرْجَى لِكُلِّ عَظِيم, whose hope, or who can be hope for every great thing, anything you need, عَظِيم, Allah is there. Ya Azim, O Allah, O most great, اغفر لي الذنب العظيم. O Allah, forgive my big sins. O Allah, you forgive my sins. O Allah, my face has made sajda to you. Sajda laka wajhi. O Allah, you have given me this faculty of hearing and seeing. My face, my body is prostrating before you. In one narration, Sayyidina Aisha heard Rasul saying, Allahumma rzuqni, O Allah, bless me with qalban taqiyan, a pious heart. Naqiyan min sharrin, it must be pure from every evil, clean heart, pure. La jafiyan, wala shaqiyan, I must not have a hard heart. I must not be a wretched person, a miserable person. I must not be an oppressor. I must be a kind-hearted person. And this is what we need to develop in ourselves. We need to be kind-hearted people. We need to have those soft hearts. We need to be loving people. We need to unite. Allah, forgive me. I'm the biggest culprit. Allah, forgive us. But when we read ahadith of this nature, and we see the events that are taking place throughout the globe, it is frightening, really frightening. And if we are the special ummah of Rasulullah SAW, for whom Rasul cried day and night, then I don't think we are being fair. We are not being fair. We are not being honest to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are not being genuine, sincere ummatis of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What is there if we cut our nose, not physically, literally, if we just cut our nose, humble ourselves, pick up that phone, ask for forgiveness. Brother, I have forgiven you. I'm asking you for your forgiveness. Will we lose anything? If you can't pick up the phone, then send a genuine SMS, a genuine message. You know, Rasulullah would say to Anas radiallahu ta'ala, oh Anas was the youngster, 10 years old. He served Rasulullah for 10 years. And he says, Rasulullah taught me something. He says, Ya Bunayya, oh youngster, oh young lad, oh lad, come here. In qadarta an tusbiha wa tumsiya, وَلَيْسَ فِي قَلْبِكَ غِشٌ لِأَحَدٍ فَفْعَلْ وَذَلِكَ مِنْ سُنَّتِي. If it is possible, in other words, you should do this. Every morning and evening, check yourself. Check your heart. That if you've got no malice in your heart, then do so. Make sure your heart is rid of any type of malice, hatred, evil thoughts of any person. We have people, really, who are out there to make our life miserable. Don't think the Maulana has a very nice life. If I show you the emails I get and the SMSs sometimes, you'll feel pity for me. This is our society we're living in. But in the story of Surah Yusuf, alhamdulillah, we just completed with our sisters. After the entire incident of Surah Yusuf, you know how he was taken away from his father, thrown in the well, then he was sold in the marketplace as a slave. And then he goes into the palace of the king and being an attendant of the Aziz of Misr. And finally, he was thrown into the prison. He was innocent. And Zulaikha tried to seduce him and the other woman of Egypt. It's a long story. Most of us know the tafsir. But he went through such difficulty, such pain. The jealousy of his brothers. He was taken away from his beloved father. Young child. For years separated from his family. He's in the prison for so many years. Then he is removed. And finally when he becomes the minister of finance of Egypt. And then when his brothers come back And when they realize later on that this is our Yusuf, our brother. أَإِنَّكَ لَأَنْتَ يُوسُفُ. Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam forgave his brothers. لَا تَثْرِبَ عَلَيْكُمُ الْيَوْمِ. He didn't even talk about the incident of the well, what you all did to me. When his parents came to him and he raised them on a throne, you and I would have complained, oh Papa, you know what they did to me when I was small? I had no food and this happened to me and that happened to me. We would have relived this entire incidents of our life. Yusuf alayhi salam did not even mention. And what did he say? Oh my father, you know when I came out of the prison, he didn't even speak about the life till the prison. He said, when I was released from prison and Allah gave me this high position and all in passing, he said, you know, shaitan just caused a separation and a conflict between my brothers and I. But nothing so serious. It is shaitan to be blamed. And there's just one sentence he says, قَدْ مَنَّ اللَّهُ عَلَيْنَا. Allah has been so kind upon us. Allah has been so kind. So we forget the kindness of Allah and we will recall all the musibat we suffered in our life. And therefore ulama say that even if you went through great patches in your life, great musibat, difficulties, hardship, suffering, but after that if Allah granted you His boons, His favors, and Allah gave you a happy life, a life full of contentment, a life of comfort, peace, serenity, tranquility. Now don't keep on talking about the past and your life, how you went through great trials and tribulations. No, Allah has been kind. Forget the past. We've got a future. How often we sit with our children and now we spoil their minds. You know your uncle, you know your aunt. She did this to me, she did this, that to me. So immediately we create malice in the hearts of the innocent minds of our children, for our own family members. They actually begin to hate the grandparents. They begin to hate their own members of the family, their own close relatives. And then what happens? Eid day, again, it's a spaza mulaqat. Some janaza, then we have to go. Some dawat, is so difficult to go. Let us be sincere, let us be genuine. There's a story of a sahabi going past, or also some sitting with the gathering, and he says, just now a person will come, he's from the people of Jannat. Sahaba, watch, this is Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas radiallahu ta'ala. He had made wudu, he's got his shoes on his shoulder, and he's busy in some work. Second day, exact thing happens, and then the third day, Rasulullah says, a man from Jannat is going to go past. So Abdullah bin Amr ibn al-As radiallahu ta'ala was very curious, what's so special about Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas? Must be something about him. So he makes a plan. He says, you know, I'm not in very good terms at home. I need to spend some time with you. If you don't mind, can I stay with you for 2 or 3 days? He said, no problem, come. You're welcome. His whole plan was to check what type of ibadat Sa'ad bin Abi Waqqas is doing. Something special. What zikr he's making? What tilawat? What tahajjud? What is he doing? He says, 3 nights go past. I don't see anything different. In fact, in those 3 nights, I didn't even see the man waking up for tahajjud salat. Yes, all I saw that he would turn sometimes from left to right, right to left, and he would take the name of Allah. He would say, Subhanallah, Alhamdulillah, that's all. So after 3 days pass, I go to him. He says, you know what the truth is? I actually came for this reason. Because I heard Rasulullah saying that a man from Jannat will go past 3 days consecutively, and each time it was you. So there must be something. He said, no, I've got nothing. I'm just like an ordinary Muslim, I've got nothing. Yes, but there's maybe just 2 qualities which I can think of. One is I don't have jealousy for any Muslim brother of mine. I don't have jealousy for any person. And my heart has got no malice for any person. No malice. He said, this is the 2 qualities. We become so jealous because the next door neighbor, his business is more prosperous than ours. If that person bought a new car, when they're doing up their bathroom and the kitchen, we burn. Why do we burn? We should be happy for the Muslim brother and sister. And this is something we need to develop. Anas radiallahu anhu was told by Rasulullah that if you are able to take out this malice from your heart every morning and evening, ذَلِكَ مِن سُنَّتِي. That is my sunnat. That is my way of life. That is my way of life. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّ سُنَّتِي فَقَدْ أَحَبَّنِي Whoever loves my sunnah, then he has loved me. وَمَنْ أَحَبَّنِي كَانَ مَعِيَ فِي الْجَنَّةِ Whoever loves me, he will be with me in Jannah. What else are we asking for? I had no intention to give any bayan, but just before I came here, I was reading through one kitab, and I saw this munajat. And we'll end of this talk with this munajat before we make dua. It's in Arabic, just a few couplets. And like this munajat, what is the meaning of munajat? Supplication, where a person cries to Allah Ta'ala. Where he talks to his Allah, all alone in solitude. And Allah is prepared to listen. Brothers, whatever language, whatever the language is, Allah knows all languages. And Allah waits to hear us talking to Him. Sometimes in the crowd we feel a bit shy, we are weak. But when you're all alone, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is waiting for you to talk to Him. So tonight when we go back home, spend a few minutes. Open that musalla. Or even before we leave, we have some time here in the masjid. But don't take too long because the muazzins also have got work to do. They also want to go to rest. But a few minutes of tahajjud, when we go home in solitude, make the dhikr of Allah, make tilawat. There is no special ibadah tonight. There's no fixed amount of rakats. Yes, the dua we read already, which Sayyidina Aisha heard from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But cry to Allah, talk to Allah. Talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I swear by Allah, Allah will listen to us. So what does this person say? He says, Ilahi, oh my Allah, aghlaqatil muluku abwaabaha. I see all the kings of the world, they have closed their doors now. They have locked their doors. وَبَابُكَ مَفْتُوحٌ لِلسَّائِلِينَ But oh my Allah, your door, it is open for the beggars. Your door is always open. All the other kings of the world, perhaps the name is enlisted in the richest people of the world even. But at night, sorry, closed. إِلَهِ غَارَتِ النُّجُومِ Oh my Allah, the stars have appeared in the sky. It is night. وَنَامَتِ الْعُيُونِ Everybody is sound asleep. All the eyes are closed. وَأَنْتَ الْحَيُّ الْقَيُّومِ You are all living. You are self-subsistent. الَّذِي لَا تَأْخُذُهُ سِنَةُ وَلَا نَوْمِ The one who never sleeps. Slumber and sleep does never overtakes you, oh my Allah. You are always living, my Allah. You are always aware. You are always watching. So Ilahi, O my Allah, نامت الملوك وأغلقت الملوك أبوابها وبابك مفتوح للسائلين إلهي غارت النجوم ونامت العيون وأنت الحي القيوم الذي لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم إلهي فرشت الفرش ولا people have rolled out their mattresses, their beddings وخلا كل حبيب بحبيبه Every beloved is all alone now with his lover. Every beloved is now alone with his lover. وَأَنْتَ حَبِيبُ الْمُتَهَجِّدِينَ وَاللَّهِ you are the lover. You are the beloved of all those engaged in tahajjud salat now. You are our real lover. You are our beloved. إِلَهِ إِن تَرَكْتَنِي عَنْ بَابِكَ Oh my Allah, if you push me away from your door, if you chase me away from your door, فَإِلَى بَابِ مَنْ أَلْتَجِي Allah, tell me, which door can I go and hang on to? وَإِنْ قَطَعْتَنِي عَنْ خِدْمَتِكَ فَخِدْمَةُ مَنْ أَرْتَجِي Oh Allah, if you cut me off making your ibadat, serving you, Ya Allah, tell me, whose ibadat can I make then? إِلَهِ إِنْ عَذَّبْتَنِي فَإِنِّي مُسْتَحِقُّ الْأَذَابَ وَالنِّقَمُ Oh Allah, if you punish me, I deserve that punishment. I have wronged, I have been disobedient to you. I've done all types of sins, big sins, small sins, major sins, minor sins, in public, in privacy. I did filthy gunas, terrible things. I cheated people, I deceived people, I betrayed my wife, my children. Ya Allah, I did the worst of crimes in this world. Ya Allah, if you punish me, I deserve that punishment. Wa in afawta anni, oh by Allah, if you forgive me, fa anta ahlul judi wal karam, then you are most generous, you are most forgiving. This is our Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah ta'ala forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Don't forget in our dua, the ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They are brothers and sisters who have got no homes, brothers. Our Muslim brothers and sisters in Syria, they have got no homes. They've got no food. Ramadan is coming again. And still the condition hasn't improved. May Allah forgive them, forgive us. Change the conditions. Like that, there are so many people in the world. So many people in the world. The people are in distressful conditions. They are in pain, suffering. People who are sick in hospitals. People who have passed away. And there are so many other aspects of little barat. But brothers and sisters, we will just suffice with this. And also, we should not forget that we have a very important event taking place in our town. In our province, and that is the Ijtima that is taking place in Spingo Beach, which commences tomorrow. Now these are very special occasions. Allah grants these occasions to us. We will lose nothing, if we present ourselves there, even for one or two salat, listen to one or two talks. If you can spend all the time there from tomorrow afternoon, from Zohar right till Monday Zohar, that will be the ideal. Go with the weddings, but if you can't sleep there, we come back home. Just being in that environment of the Ijtima, thousands of people change their lives. That's the truth. We can still recall, as youngsters, how when we should go to the Ijtima. Just that atmosphere, the azan, the iqama, the salat together, dua, the bayanat that's taking place. There are so many foreign jamaats in our country. Right now in Sherwood, there's a jamaat from Madina Munawwara. From there is one brother who is a Sayyid. There are so many foreign jamaats. Let us go and participate in the Ijtima. Inshallah, Allah will bless us. May Allah ta'ala make the Ijtima a success. It's not only for certain people, a certain group Ijtima. I don't want to start another bayan, brothers, but listen what I'm saying. 3 years have gone past since our Hazrat Mawlana has passed away. It looked as though he passed away yesterday. 3 years has gone past. He made such an effort. I don't like to mention these things. But Allah Ta'ala is putting it into my tongue again. What do we do? Hazrat Mawlana made a very concerted effort. And nobody can deny it. May Allah accept all his efforts. It's only now that we realize what he did. It's only now. It's not late. We will still make dua for him. That his stages go higher and higher. But it's only now we realize that what type of effort he did and what acceptance Allah granted him. All that we see around us, this large gathering, is when Allah has accepted his efforts. Like that, time will pass. People will be born. People will get married. People will buy a new home. People will have a new business. Things will continue in this world. But every single person will leave this world. Mawlana brought us making effort from where we were to a certain level. Now let us be sensible people. Let us not waste all that efforts and retrogress. We need to progress. And the only way we can progress again, unite our hearts. Now we have to turn a deaf ear to all those people who will shout and scream and throw stones at our faces. We've got an object, we don't have time, we need to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we have to have sincerity, humility, tawbah, istighfar. Let us forgive our Muslim brothers and sisters, let us cover up for the faults and weaknesses. We are not here to undermine any person, we are not here to point any fingers. Otherwise, brothers and elders, our time will be spent in swearing people, using vulgar language, blasphemous statements. And what will happen when we'll be asked in the qabr, Man Rabbuk Madinuk Man Hadha Rajul? We won't have any answer. How did you spend your time in this world? Let us be sensible people. Mawlana will be so happy on the day of Qiyamah to see so much in his good a'mal, nek a'mal, All efforts he did, and mashallah, the people in his masjid and his locality still continued. May Allah give us a tawfiq. We are weak people, really. There are times when I feel I just can't manage, really. Because of our sins, our gunas. But we have Allah in front of us. And we have to connect to Allah. And we will connect to Allah. We will connect to Allah. And we will do it together, inshallah. We will do it together, inshallah. So the month of Ramadan is coming also. From now to Ramadan, prepare. Set out your timetable. So much of tilawat, so much of adhkar. I need to do this. My 5 times salat. And this last tip, inshallah, is the cell phone. Let us cut our usage of the cell phone. The WhatsApp messages, and all the SMSs, and all this, the BBM, whatever. Let's now come out of the group chats, and now say, now I'm just going to focus on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I promise you, I swear by Allah. I mentioned this talk 2 or 3 weeks ago for our sisters. I said, please, for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, let us come out of this group chats that we have. You know how much of time goes? The auntie is busy making the samosas, or busy in the kitchen, ping, she runs. Oh, this is the story, that's happening. Whole day goes away, lad. Whole day. What's happening there, what's happening here? Okay, some good advice has come in between. We'll take some article of some buzrug or some malfuzat, we send it. But with that, a lot of jokes come away too. A lot of futile things. There is no sukoon in our life. It's gone. And the moment you come out of that WhatsApp and out of the messages, I promise you, you got so much of sukoon. The days when I forgot to carry my cell phone and we had to go somewhere, I promise you, that's the time I had peace of mind. There's no ping, there's no ring, there's nothing. Now you are expected to have that phone on even when you're in Salat. You're in Salat, you're in Namaz, you come out, you see mosque. Malana, where were you? Where else can we be? Where were you? We can't even go to the toilet properly, I promise you. Because you're expecting a call, some message is going to come. So inshallah, Allah has given us this Mubarak night. It's still very early. If you want to rest, we'll rest at home. But just try and wake up a bit early. Also the fasting, it is not compulsory. But it will be very meritorious if you keep the roza tomorrow also. Many people have kept 13, 14, 15. If somebody does not keep the roza, don't look down upon him. People have got different problems, different work. If he doesn't keep, there's no guna. But if you keep, you'll get the sawab. Attend the ijtima. There are many other programs, jalsas taking place. May Allah Ta'ala accept all the good works of deen. And we are indeed very fortunate, very, very, very lucky that in this masjid on Tuesday, inshallah, this coming Tuesday, after Isha Salat, Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab Naqshbandi, who is here in Johannesburg, he will be coming just for one night to Durban. And Allah has made it such, inshallah, if Allah makes it possible, he has agreed to give the talk in this masjid. He said, I want to go to the masjid of Maulana Yunus Patel Sahab Rahmatullahi. So we are so lucky. And Hazrat Maulana Zulfiqar Sahab speaks in English. So we've got no excuse. There's no translation needed. And we will be inspired. Really. We will really be inspired. So this Tuesday after Isha, our mothers and sisters can listen at home of audio streaming receivers. Allah has made it very easy. They don't have come out of their homes now. And also we have many jamaats around. So after the ijtima also, many jamaats will be coming to our masjid and many other masajid. Make the nusrat. Help them in any way we can. They're not coming here for our food. They're not coming for our money. They're coming so that we can remind ourselves about Jannat, Akhirat, Qiyamat, of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhiru da'wana, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Just before we make dua, we'll make a very short dhikr, inshallah. May dhikr should be made every single day in our life, in solitude. That is the best dhikr we can make. We are making now for ta'aleem purposes, to teach ourselves how we should make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So when we make the dhikr of Allah, we are going to say, La ilaha. We are negating from our hearts. We are washing away from our hearts. We are removing from our hearts every person besides Allah. All the sins, ghairullah, everybody besides Allah.
The malice we have, the jealousy, the anger, the pride, the evil qualities and traits that we have, which has engulfed our hearts, it has corroded our hearts, it has rusted our hearts. Now with the dhikr of Allah, we're going to say, La ilaha, and then we say, Illallah, we fill our hearts with the love of Allah, the marifat of Allah, the nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ponder over the greatness of Allah, the kindness of Allah, the supremacy of Allah, the mercy of Allah. You said, Durr Sharif, Allah wa
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم الله جل جلاله وتعالى شأنه الله 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Allah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم Oh my most beloved Allah, my most kind Allah, my most rahim Allah, my most kareem Allah Ya Allah, you are so kind, you are so generous, Ya Allah Ya Allah, you are so compassionate, my Allah, you are so loving, my Allah Ya Allah, you have done so much for us, my Allah In times of our difficulty, my Allah, you came to our assistance, my Allah. Ya Allah, you came to our rescue, my Allah. You are the one who helped us, my Allah. Ya Allah, in times of our happiness also, my Allah. You always protected us, my Allah. You showered upon us, Ya Allah, your favors, your kindness, your generosity, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot truly thank you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we cannot truly show our gratitude to you, my Allah. Ya Allah. You are exactly how you have praised yourself, my Allah. Allahumma lakal hamd wa lakal shukr. Allahumma lakal hamd kama yanbaghi li jalali wajhik wa azimi sultanik. Ya Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are seeking your forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, in this large gathering, my Allah. They are ulama, they are sulaha, they are hufaz, my Allah. They are young people, they are old people, my Allah. Ya Allah, people who are not well even, my Allah. Ya Allah, they have come here tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, only for one reason, my Allah. So that you forgive all of us, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum bohat gunegar hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, hum bohat gunegar hai, ya Allah. Ya Allah, humari tamam gunahon ko maaf farma. Hamari khataon ko maaf farma. Hamari lagzishon ko dar guzar farma. Ya Allah, where can we go if you are not going to forgive us, my Allah? Ya Allah, if you're going to close your door upon our faces, my Allah. If you're going to shut your door upon us, my Allah. Ya Allah, then show us which other door we can go to, my Allah. All other doors are closed, my Allah. All other roads have been closed, my Allah. There is only one door, that is your door, that is wide open, my Allah. Ya Rahmat, my Allah, supersede your anger, my Allah. Ya Allah, we acknowledge our wrongs, my Allah. We confess our misdoings, my Allah. We confess our disobedience to you, my Allah. Ya Allah, our major sins, minor sins that we have committed, my Allah. So many gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, but the hadith of Qudsi, Ya Allah. Wherein our beloved Rasulullah said, Allah has mentioned, my Allah. You have mentioned, oh my Banda. If you come to me, you bring the whole world full of gunas. As long as you haven't associated partners to me, Ya Allah, you have mentioned, I'll bring the whole world of forgiveness for you. Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Forgive every single person who is here tonight in this masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, our mothers and sisters at home, my Allah. Ya Allah, whoever is at home also, young and old, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive each and every one of us, my Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, we have committed too many gunas, my Allah. Ya Allah, those gunas have become so heavy on our shoulders now, my Allah. Ya Allah, those burdens of sins, Ya Allah, we cannot even carry any longer, my Allah. Ya Allah, we committed filthy gunas, my Allah, in our offices, my Allah, in our practices, my Allah, in our schools and madrasas, my Allah, in our colleges, my Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody was watching. hurting us, my Allah. We thought we were in some private hotel, my Allah. In some private room, my Allah. In some private resort, my Allah. We thought we had gone abroad in some other foreign country, my Allah. Far away from our wives and parents and children, my Allah. El Malik e Kareem, but you are watching, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Sami' and Basir, my Allah. You are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are most powerful, my Allah. You are Muntaqim, my Allah. You are Ghalib, my Allah. You can punish us whenever you wish, my Allah. Ya Allah, you could have sent your azab at that time, my Allah. Ya Allah, but at the same time, you are Ra'uf and Rahim and Rahman, my Allah. You are Kareem, my Allah. You are most forgiving, my Allah. You are Ghaffar al-Dhunub and Sattar al-Uyub. You forgive so many sins, my Allah. You hide and conceal all our faults and weaknesses, my Allah. You do not expose us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you do not belittle us, my Allah. You do not humiliate and embarrass us, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us for all the wrongs we did, my Allah. Ey Malik-e-Kareem, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. Ya Allah, see our hearts, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are genuine now, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are sincere, my Allah. We have become true beggars, my Allah. We realize what our value is, my Allah. We realize what our worth is, my Allah. How insignificant we are, my Allah. We are your slaves, my Allah. We are abds, my Allah. We are your ibad, my Allah. You are Malik, my Allah. You are our master, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive us tonight, my Allah. Don't deprive any person of your forgiveness, my Allah. Forgive the entire ummah, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive so much, like the hay on the goats of Banu Kalb tribe, my Allah. This is the words of our beloved Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those who you will emancipate from the fire of Jahannam, whom you will pardon, my Allah. Don't make us amongst those category of people who are not pardoned on this day, my Allah. Ey Malik Kareem, forgive our parents, my Allah. Forgive our wives and children, my Allah. Forgive our relatives and friends, my Allah. Forgive our mashayikh and students, my Allah. Forgive our musallis, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive our ummah of Rasul-e-Pak, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every single one of them, my Allah. Ummat bohat muhtaj hai. Ummat bohat pareshan hai, my Allah. Ya Allah, in these times, my Allah, we have become, ya Allah, most in need of you, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you desperately, my Allah. We do not know, ya Allah, what is going to happen to this ummat next, my Allah. We are being kicked from pillar to post, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are being humiliated, my Allah. Ya Allah, our Muslim sisters' izzat has been taken, my Allah. So many of our Muslim sisters, ya Allah, are being raped, my Allah. Daily, they are being raped, my Allah. Ya Allah, masoom children, ya Allah. Even their lives are not spared, my Allah. Ya Allah, the Firaun in the time of Musa alayhi salatu wa salam. Ya Allah, he spared the women and children, my Allah. The Firauns of this ummah, my Allah. They don't even care about the masoom children, my Allah. The Firaun of our times, my Allah. They are bombarding, my Allah, one way, my Allah. They don't care about those young masoom children. They don't care about those innocent ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive the ummah. Ya Allah, we have wronged ourselves. It's because of us, ya Allah, ummah is pareshan. Guide us, my Allah. You guide us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Hadi, my Allah. Hidayat is only in your hands, my Allah. If Hidayat was somewhere else, my Allah, we could have gone elsewhere. But it's not in any person's hand, my Allah. You have mentioned to Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِنَّكَ لَا تَهْدِي مَنْ أَحْبَبْتَ وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ يَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Guide us, my Allah. In every action of our lives, my Allah. Every moment, every second of our lives, my Allah. Every bit of our lives, my Allah. Give us a pure and clean heart now, my Allah. Don't make us be disunited, my Allah. Unite the hearts of the ulama, my Allah. Unite the hearts of the scholars, my Allah. Unite the hearts of the wasatis, my Allah. Of our musallis, my Allah. Of brothers and sisters, my Allah. Parents and children, family members, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have abandoned the sunnah of Rasulullah. We have abandoned the Quran, my Allah, the teaching of the Quran. We have forgotten the crying of Rasulullah. We have forgotten his sacrifices, my Allah. We have forgotten the Sahaba's efforts, my Allah. We are so content with our luxurious lives, my Allah. With our comfort zones, my Allah. There's no frown on our faces when your laws are broken, my Allah. We don't care anymore, my Allah. We don't care anymore. Ya Allah, guide us, my Allah. Help us. Ya Allah, you can see how desperate we are, my Allah. We are not putting up a show, my Allah. There's nobody to show, my Allah. We are beggars, my Allah. We believe we are beggars, my Allah. Antal ghani. Wa nahnu al-fuqara'u ilayk, my Allah. You are ghani. You are independent. We are most dependent. We are totally independent. We are totally dependent upon you, my Allah. We are totally muhtaj, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are in total need of you, my Allah. You are not in need of any third person, my Allah. You are independent of all your makhluk, my Allah. You don't need any person, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. You are Samad and Ghani, you are Hamid, my Allah. Ya Allah, we need you, my Allah. Ya Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, you become ours, my Allah. A'udhu bi afwika min iqabik. Wa a'udhu bi ridaka min zahadik. Wa a'udhu bika mink. Jalla wajhuk. لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك يا الله our hearts have become so hard my Allah our hearts have become so hard my Allah we can't even cry anymore my Allah we don't even cry in our duas my Allah يا الله remove from our hearts love of dunya my Allah we have become so attached to dunya my Allah Ya Allah, we have become so attached to dunya, my Allah. We have become heedless of akhirat. We have forgotten maut, my Allah. We have forgotten the angel of maut, my Allah. We have forgotten everything, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are just hankering after dunya, my Allah. We are just chasing after dunya, my Allah. We are just chasing after dunya. We have become slaves of dunya, my Allah. We have become slaves of our egos, our passions, our whims and fancies, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with afiyat, salamati, hifazat, izzat, aman, chain, sukoon, rahat, protection. Grant us your ma'rifat, my Allah. Don't let us leave this world without gaining your ma'rifat, my Allah. Your recognition, my Allah. The sweetness of your love, my Allah. The sweetness of Iman, my Allah. We make shukr to you, given us Iman. You have given us Islam and Deen. Don't take it away from us, my Allah. Don't make us become renegades, my Allah. Don't make us become murtads, my Allah. So many are turning away from your Deen, my Allah. After you have given us Hidayat, my Allah. Bring them back, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Qawi and Mateen, my Allah. We ask you by your, Ya Allah, you are the possessor of Arsh, Ya Allah, of the glorious Arsh and the glorious throne, my Allah. We ask you by your Ism Azam, my Allah. Bring back all those people who have become Murtads, my Allah. Bring them back to Iman, my Allah. Make the parents become happy again, my Allah. Ya Allah, make the family one become happy, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive them, my Allah. If you can forgive people who committed zina, my Allah. You forgive people who killed thousands of people even, my Allah. You have forgiven so many types of people, my Allah. You are Ghafoor and Rahim, my Allah. Don't deprive us of your mercy, my Allah. Ya Allah, bless us with your marifat, my Allah. Yaqeen in your zaat, my Allah. Ya Allah, make our hearts clean and pure, my Allah. Ya Allah, hamare dilon ko musaffa, mujalla, muzakka bana. Allahumma aati nufusana taqwaha, wa zakkiha anta khairu man zakkaha, anta waliyuha wa maulaha, malik al-mulk, ذا العرش المجيد يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله you are not deaf my Allah you are not blind my Allah you are سميع بصير my Allah you know our condition my Allah يا الله we are falling into the gutters of sin my Allah يا الله we are slipping into the sins my Allah help us my Allah give us that your himmat and courage يا الله to abstain from all sins my Allah from every type of nafarmani my Allah help us to shun those gunahs my Allah at this moment my Allah nothing is impossible for you in any moment, my Allah. But we have raised our hands, my Allah. Masoom children are present in this gathering, my Allah. They are pious ones here, my Allah. We are downtrodden people, my Allah. We are weak people, my Allah. Our hearts have become broken, my Allah. We have raised our hands, my Allah. With your jazz, my Allah. With your love and affection, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are Aziz and Hakim, my Allah. Make the fasla, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you make, Ya Allah, the decision of our hidayat, my Allah. Make us become your friends now, my Allah. Forgive all our sins, my Allah. Every single sin we committed, Ya Allah. Major sins, minor sins, knowingly, unknowingly, in public, in privacy. Whatever gunas we have committed, my Allah. Ya Allah, we have turned to you now, my Allah. We promise we will never go back to the sins, my Allah. Ya Allah, we are feeling ashamed of him committed the sins, my Allah. Give us that himmat, my Allah. Don't make us go back to the sins, my Allah. Make us your friends, my Allah. Include us in the list of your friends, my Allah. Make us from your awliya-i kamilin siddiqeen, my Allah. How long are we going to read about the stories of your lovers, my Allah, when we haven't tasted your love, my Allah? Grant us your ishq and muhabbat, my Allah. Make our hearts, Ya Allah, full our hearts, my Allah, with your ishq, my Allah, the ishq of Rasulullah Park, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Make the sunnahs come into our lives, my Allah. Make us be loving people, my Allah. Make us be kind people, my Allah. Make us have an excellent akhlaq, my Allah. Make us become beacons of hidayat, my Allah. Make the non-Muslims just upon seeing us, my Allah, seeing over the manner in which we behave, my Allah, our excellent akhlaq, my Allah, make them come into the fold of Islam, my Allah. Don't make us become the means of people turning away from Islam, my Allah. Don't make us chase people away from Islam, my Allah. Allah, help us to forgive, my Allah. Help us to forget, my Allah. Ya Allah, forgive those who have wronged us, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us for wronging people, my Allah. Give us a himmah to make amends, my Allah. If we have usurped any person's property, my Allah. If we have not given any person his inheritance or her inheritance, my Allah. Ya Allah, give us the courage tonight, Ya Allah, to make amends, my Allah. If we have wronged any person, my Allah, give us the courage to ask for forgiveness, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't deprive us tonight, my Allah. Allahumma sallimna li Ramadan. وَسَلِّمْ رَمَضَانَ لَنَا. Ya Allah, make us reach Ramadan with ease and comfort, my Allah. Ya Allah, make Ramadan open his doors for us, my Allah. Make Ramadan embrace us, my Allah. Make us cling onto Ramadan. Make us enjoy Ramadan. Ya Allah, make us elevate our position spiritually, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us reach the ranks of the pious ones, my Allah. Ya Allah, tawaffana muslimin wa alhiqna bis salihin. Ya Allah, whatever hajat our brothers have tonight, my Allah. Ya Azim, Ya Azim, Ya Azim. Ya Allah, we ask you by your Ismi Azam, your Asma al-Husna, your Sifat al-Ula. Ya Allah, by all your beautiful names, my Allah. Whatever hajat we have tonight, my Allah. Ya Allah, you are well aware of each person's need, my Allah. His wants, his desires, my Allah. His problems, his hardships he's facing, my Allah. Oh, mothers and sisters listening at home, my Allah. So many parishanis we have, masaib on our head, my Allah. Different masail we have on our head, my Allah. Ya qadi al-hajat. Ya dafi al-baliyat. Ya hal al-mushkilat. Allahumma kashif al-gham. Wallah, you are the remover of distress, my Allah. You are the one who removes, Ya Allah, all problems and misery, my Allah. Ya Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham. Mujib da'wati al-muttarin idha da. You are the one who answers those who are in a distressful condition. Those who are in pain and suffering, my Allah. You are the one who listens. You are the one who responds. Rahman al-dunya wal-akhira wa rahimahuma. Farhamna fi hajatina kulliha biqadaiha wa najahiha rahmatan tughrina biha rahmati man siwak. Ya Allah, help us to become true beggars, my Allah. We've got so many things to ask from you, my Allah. Grant us all those jais murad we have, my Allah. You have given us everything we have asked for, my Allah. You have given us more than what we require, more than what we asked you for. Still, my Allah, we are turning away from you, my Allah. Ya Allah, remove our sicknesses, our illnesses, my Allah. All those who are sick and ailing, give them complete shifa. So many people have got cancer, my Allah. So many have got different sicknesses, my Allah. Ya Allah, so many in hospital, so many at home, different places, my Allah. They are in parishan, they are in pain, my Allah. Give them sukoon, my Allah. Give them sukoon. Give them happiness, my Allah. Ya Allah, all the marhumin, my Allah, grant them jannatul. Ya Allah, grant them jannatul firdaus. Ya Allah, the year that passed, my Allah. So many people left us, my Allah. All those musallis from our masjid, our friends, musallis, mutalliqeen, ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many passed away, ya Allah. Grant them jannatul firdaus. Give their families sabr jameel, especially our mashayikh. Ya Allah, especially our Hazrat Mawlana Rahmatullah, ya Ali, my Allah. Give him the highest of stages. Ya Allah, give us mawt ul imad, my Allah. Make us live with Iman. Make us die with Iman. Raise us on the day of Qiyamah with Iman. Ya Allah, on the day of Qiyamah, where will we be, my Allah? How lucky and fortunate will be the Sahaba, Tabi'in, the pious one of this Ummah. They will be right next to Rasulullah. Allah. Where will we be, my Allah? Ya Allah, don't keep us right in the back, my Allah. What is going to happen to us then, my Allah? Imagine if on that day Rasulullah does not look at us with a merciful glass. Ya Allah, imagine if Rasulullah has to chase us away on that day, my Allah. Allah, we have done nothing for his deen, my Allah. The only thing we have done, my Allah, is we have torn the ummah into fragments, my Allah. We have become such disunited people, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us, Ya Allah, forgive us, my Allah. Give us both in Madinah Sharif, my Allah. That's the only hope we have. If we die with Iman, my Allah, and we buried in Jannatul Baqi, my Allah, at least we can stand up on the day of Qiyamah, amid Sahaba, Ya Allah, with the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, we can be pardoned and we can get the Shafa'at of Rasulullah on that day, my Allah. Otherwise we are doomed, my Allah. We've got no good amal to present before you, my Allah. Besides the filthy hearts we have, my Allah. Give us more in Madina Sharif, burial in Jannatul Baqi, in the condition you are most pleased with, my Allah. Grant us the shafaat of Rasulullah Sallam, the Hudi Kothar water from his Mubarak hands. Ya Allah, make us enter Jannat without any hisab kitab. Protect us, our parents, our wives, our children, the entire ummah from azab of qabr, azab of jahannam. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Allahumma ajirna minan nar. Ya Allah, protect us from every big and small fitna, especially the fitnas of Dajjal, my Allah. Protect our woman, protect our men, protect our youth, my Allah. Protect our youth, my Allah. Ya Allah, our elders of our community made such great efforts, my Allah. They built masjids, madrasas, my Allah. Ya Allah, they helped, Ya Allah, to stay in this, Ya Allah, they made efforts for this deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, to preserve this deen in this country, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those people now who will destroy their efforts, my Allah. Ya Allah, protect our youngsters, especially from drugs, my Allah. Too many are going towards drugs, my Allah. Too many are taking alcohol now, my Allah. Ya Allah, they are brazen about it, my Allah. Forgive them, help them, my Allah. Give them hidayat, my Allah. Bring them to the masjid, my Allah. Ya Allah, bring them to the masjid, my Allah. Bring all of us to the masjid, my Allah. Make us become five-time musallis, my Allah. Ya Allah, help us to shahada wa zakat, my Allah. Help us to fulfill our hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, and all the good qualities, my Allah, that a mu'min is supposed to have, my Allah, which has been mentioned in your Quran, my Allah, in your kitab, and the hadith pak of Rasulullah SAW. Help us to inculcate those good qualities, my Allah. Ya Allah, our children, make them the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Make them ulama, sulaha, atqiya, abrar, muqarrabin, maqbuleen, my Allah. Ya Allah, make us be amongst those people, Ya Allah, who you will love, my Allah. And you will announce to Jibreel, oh Jibreel, I love that certain banda and bandi in this world. Oh Jibreel, you must also love them. Ya Allah, and Jibreel sallallahu alayhi wa sallam begins to love that person, and he announces to the people in the sky, to the angels, Ya Ahl as-Sama, Allah loves that person. I also love him. You also must love him, Ya Allah. And the angels begin to love that person, Ya Allah. Then the people in the world begin to love that person. He gets acceptance from the people, my Allah. People flock unto him, my Allah. Make us be amongst that person, my Allah. Ya Allah, don't make us be amongst those people whom you detest and you hate and you abhor, my Allah. And you say, oh Jibreel, I hate that certain banda of mine. Oh Jibreel, you also must hate him. And the angels must also hate him. And the people in the world will go away from him. Hey Malik Kareem, don't make us be amongst those who are wretched and miserable. Ya Allah, if we have wronged our parents, Ya Allah. If they have passed away, my Allah, make them maghfirat, my Allah. If they are living, help us to serve them, my Allah. Help us to serve them, my Allah. Ya Allah, there are so many things we wish to ask of you, my Allah. There are so many people looking for suitable marriage partners, my Allah. Find them the right partners, my Allah. They do not want to live a life of zina, my Allah. They want to live a pure life, Ya Allah. You find the right partners for them, my Allah. There are so many young girls at homes, my Allah. They have, Ya Allah, they are growing older, my Allah. Their parents are worried, my Allah. No good proposal is coming, my Allah. Ya Allah, what do they do, my Allah? Find them the right partners, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are going to get married, my Allah, you grant them a blissful marriage, my Allah, full of barakat, afiyat, salamati, fazat, bless them with pious offspring, my Allah, will become the coolness of their eyes, my Allah. Those who are married and have got no children, my Allah, so many are pining for children, my Allah, you grant them pious children, healthy children, my Allah. Those of us who have children, make our children the coolness of our eyes, my Allah. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, give us halal and tayyib rozi, my Allah. Give us barakat in our lives, barakat in our businesses, barakat in our money, my Allah. Because use it in the correct way, my Allah. Protect us from interest, my Allah. Protect us from haram, my Allah. Protect us from riba, protect us from zina, protect us from backbiting, protect us from filthy amal, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of good amal. Ya Allah, those who are giving for umrah, my Allah, give them maqbool umrah, my Allah. Those who are waiting for visas, my Allah, you grant them the visas, my Allah. Ya Allah, those who are pining to go, they don't have the means, my Allah. They haven't seen your Kaaba, my Allah. They haven't seen your home, my Allah. They haven't been to Madinah Munawwara, my Allah. Ya Allah, you create the means for them, my Allah. Especially those who haven't made Hajj, my Allah. Ya Allah, you open the doors for them, my Allah. رَبَّنَا تَقَبَّلْ مِنَّا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ وَتُبْ عَلِيْنَا يَا مَوْلَانَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, before we terminate this dua, my Allah, Ya Allah, as we rise from this gathering, my Allah, make your angel announce, قُومُوا مَغْفُورًا لَكُمْ. Stand up in the condition that Allah has forgiven all of you. وَقَدْ بُدِّلَتْ سَيِّئَاتُكُمْ حَسَنَاتٍ. And all your evil deeds has been transformed into good deeds. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا الله, يا الله, the remaining part of this night, give us tawfiq of making your ibadat, my Allah. Give us tawfiq of engaging in tahajjud salat. Make us among those people who read tahajjud every day, my Allah. Ya Allah, tu razi banja. Become happy with us, my Allah. Become happy with us. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifoon. Wa salamun ala al-mursaleen. Walhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.